Loyola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
House Democrats more fuel for their impeachment fire. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former ambassador to Ukraine recalled from that post in May, due to be questioned next hour. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, three House committees will conduct transcribed interviews with Marie Yovanovitch, someone President Trump described as bad news during the July phone call with the leader of Ukraine. While the career diplomat is on the schedule, there's an outside chance there could be another dust-up over her appearance, like earlier this week when the State Department pulled the plug on an interview with Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. Yovanovitch is still a State Department employee. Sondland now scheduled for an interview before House investigators next Thursday. Dave.
Rachel, two new developments. The president will nominate Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan to be the next ambassador to Russia. This as a senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Michael McKinley resigned. There was a big Trump rally last night.
What do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
It was in Minneapolis where he said Democrats will pay for an insane impeachment. At the ballot box, he also got personal with the Bidens.
Hunter, you're a loser.
Adding.
And your father was never considered smart.
Claiming the Bidens got rich and that is substantiated. The Biden campaign calls it all lies and conspiracy theories. Joe Biden still the Democratic presidential frontrunner in a new Fox poll, leading Elizabeth Warren by 10 points. Now, at the rally, the president also talked about pulling troops back from Syria, which led Turkey to start bombing Kurds, who were U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS.
We could hit Turkey very hard financially. Or we could mediate a deal between Turkey and the Kurds. I like that.
Turkey says so far it's killed more than 200 Kurds. A Turkish soldier has also died. A wildfire is raging in the Los Angeles area. It's burned homes and evacuated neighborhoods.
It's getting very smoky up here. Fire's getting very close.
Another fire east of L.A. and Calamasas has destroyed dozens of mobile homes. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with SalonPause. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like SalonPause Lidocaine Patch. SalonPause Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver SalonPause box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPause, it's good medicine.
Iran claims it was attacked today. One of its oil tankers hit by two missiles in the Red Sea off the Saudi Arabian coast, less than a month after the attack on Saudi oil facilities that the U.S. blamed on Iran. Now, the Iranian foreign minister is warning whoever's responsible will face consequences. The price of oil has moved higher after that, 60 cents up over 54 bucks a barrel. And it looks like stocks will surge at the opening bell on Wall Street. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The Nobel Peace Prize was handed out this morning, going to
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation, and in particular for his decisive initiative to resolve the border conflict with neighboring Eritrea.
That's Norwegian Nobel Institute Chair Berit Riis-Andersen. NASA has just launched a new space mission.
NASA's Icon spacecraft is orbiting Earth, where it can study the ever-changing ionosphere. That's the area where the planet's atmosphere overlaps with the boundary of space. After 2 years of delays, Icon finally made it into orbit.
Stage one ignition has been confirmed.
Launching Icon to explore and unlock the mysteries of the weather where Earth meets space.
And that's important because weather in the ionosphere can affect communication systems, including radio waves and GPS signals, as well as other electronics and even power grids. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
In baseball's playoffs, Tampa Bay is out. Houston moves on.
Well, 1-2.
Astros beat the Rays 6-1 on Fox Sports 1, and as you heard, they'll face the New York Yankees next in the American League Championship Series starting tomorrow. Tonight, the NLCS begins. It's the Washington Nationals against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well,
football game at the stadium tomorrow, Zupke Field, Memorial Stadium. And Ryan, you've got my four $80 tickets, my friend.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Carolina.
Oh, that didn't sound good, though. You weren't going to line it. What do you think?
I just told
Diane off the air. I said, listen, Michigan's offense isn't great. I said it's possible. No. It could be halftime. We're down 10-3. I don't think we're going to score much, but I don't think they're going to. I think it could be interesting. I'm hoping. Ryan, am I hoping? I'm just hoping, okay?
Let's beat those stinking Wolverines.
I can't stand that song. Right. I can't stand that song.
Why didn't they bring the band?
Yeah. Sorry. Ryan, you enjoy your seats, my friend, and wear your orange, and I need you out there.
All right. Thank you, Stevie.
You bet, buddy.
All right. Great. Thanks for listening in to Rain Tool.
Okay. We got local news now.
And it's brought to you by Healthy Living Pool and Spas. They're on display this weekend at Dick's Sporting Goods Marketplace Mall with their tent. It's happening from noon to 7 each day this weekend. Olympic gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps has endorsed these master spas made in America, financing on the spot. Need more details to poke around before you go out to Dick's this weekend? HealthyLivingSpas.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois officials say they are investigating anti-Semitic incidents on the campus here. Chancellor Robert Jones said on an email to students, faculty, and staff, a swastika was painted on the school's foreign languages building on Monday. The email also said a student raised concerns about anti-Semitic content at a staff development program for university housing workers. A school spokesperson said the exact nature of the comments were not clear, but they were made by a student. In the email, Jones apologized and said the two incidents, quote, challenge our fundamental values of tolerance and inclusion. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to combine municipal fire and police pensions into massive funds. He plans to push legislation this month that reflects a task force report. It says the combined pool would generate up to $2.5 billion extra in returns in 5 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you've been thinking I need to take it up a notch with therapy or relaxation, swim spas and hot tubs outside of Dick's October 11th through the 13th this weekend at Marketplace Mall. Christian, tell us about Healthy Living Pool and Spas.
So we're the largest hot tub and swim spa manufacturer in the U.S. We're the third largest hot tub manufacturer in the world and the largest swim spa manufacturer in the world. They're made right over in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is handy for us because we can just go grab the product ourselves, keeps our overhead low, keeps prices low. As well.
For details, visit HealthyLivingSpas.com.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're starting out with some showers. Today's high 65. We're at 64 now. And temperatures dropping to right around the freezing point this evening. We've got a high 57 expected tomorrow, down to around 40. 63 with sunshine on Sunday. 61 with sunshine on Monday. And then a chance of showers late and into Tuesday. Right now, with the rainy conditions, it's 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by to help you with anything you need. You got Thanksgiving and Christmas just ahead. Do you need a new stove, an oven, microwave, freezer? Sometimes the freezer's fun because you can store a lot of meat. Refrigerator, garage refrigerator, side-by-side, a little ice maker there. Dick Van Dyke knows their product, too. You walk in, they'll say, may I help you? And then they'll actually explain the difference between their Electrolux and Bosch and tell you why this one's $200 more than that one. They know about that. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where you also receive that free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke at appliance-world.com. Located in Champaign, you drive on Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange headed to the mall, right-hand side of the road. A business card they'll give you. They'll say, call me if you need anything. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. That's all they do, appliance-world.com. Just looks like a rainy day. So I have more tickets to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, Michigan. I saved these for last. These are the colonnade. This is where you go in your sweater. And you can always tell those tailgating that are in their sweater because they don't need a coat because they're going upstairs. Hey, you might need a coat if you sit outside at your colonnade seat, but you can also stay behind the window and just
That's right.
Eat. Okay, if you want to win my two Colonnade tickets for tomorrow, you take the elevator ride and just kind of schmooze with the folks that actually do belong. Just kidding. You all belong. But you know what I'm talking about? The elevator suite people.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you'll, yeah. Yeah, I'm here too. Here's my ticket.
With the fancy folks.
Here's my ticket. I belong. 359-2255. All you have to do to win is tell me the year of Fighting Illini last beat Michigan. Did you confirm what I thought?
I'm looking. Okay. I got distracted because in 1963, Buckus was in the game against Michigan. Illinois came in undefeated, and ranked number two, Michigan came in and upset the Illini.
Well, listen, Michigan and Illinois, it's been totally one-sided for 95 games. Okay? But back when Robert Zupke was coach of the Fighting Illini, there was a 10-year stretch from 1919 to 1929 where it was 5-5.
Uh-huh.
And that's been about it. So Michigan has owned us. And, yeah. So if you would like to guess the last time Illinois beat Michigan at 359-2255, Colonnade seats can be yours. Good luck.
Your passion is what makes your business successful. You're completely invested in the needs of today and your dreams for tomorrow. Whether you want to expand your business or streamline operations, Busey offers business and wealth management solutions to meet your needs and achieve your dreams. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
October is the month to save big on flooring from Flooring Surfaces. You'll find great deals in our beautifully redesigned showroom. Deals like Burnt Mahogany Maple is a beautiful hand-scraped hardwood, now just $2.99 per square foot. Save 30% off any in-stock carpet and get a free padding upgrade with your purchase. In-stock porcelain tile is now 30% off list price. If you want great deals on premium floors, see Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Watch the Pumpkins fly through the Rantoul sky on November 2nd and 3rd at the old Chanute Air Force Base. Marvel at the high and low tech machines that can chunk a pumpkin over 4,000 feet. There'll be vendors, a kids zone, and live music in the beer garden. It's going to be a chunkin' great time for only $10 per person per day, and kids 10 and under get in for free. So visit pumpkinchunkin.com. That's PUNKINCHUNKIN.com to get your tickets now.
All right, 359-2255, two Colonnade tickets, Illinois, Michigan tomorrow. I'll take the elevator up. What is your name? It's Susan?
It's Susan.
What is your guess?
2005.
We did not play Michigan in 2005. Darn it. Thanks for trying, though, Susan. Last time Illinois beat Michigan. Mike, what do you think?
I was saying 1983.
Oh, I was there. I was there. I was at that game. We have actually won a number of times since then. Good news.
But I thought so.
Were you at that game, by the way?
Yes.
Remember?
Very good game.
Do you remember the stadium? That's when the civil engineers came because the stadium was kind of rocking, and we had 76,150 people. We had folding chairs on the floor of the stadium. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Definitely a sellout, that game.
Yeah, 16-6 on our way to the Rose Bowl, I believe, right? Hey, right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for trying. We go to Antonio. When was the last time Illinois beat Michigan? Antonio, do you know?
2009.
Ding, ding, ding. How did you know?
Well, actually, it was the year my wife and I got married, so that's how I can remember.
Well, happy 10th anniversary, Antonio.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Thank you.
So it'll be you and your wife in the elevator tomorrow. Is that the plan?
Absolutely. You just got to find a babysitter.
One child, two children, three. What do you got?
Two.
And what are the ages?
4 and 6, a boy and a girl.
How fun is that? All right, well, you got all day to figure it out. I got two Colonnade tickets for you, my friend. Way to go.
Thanks, Stevie.
You bet, buddy.
And hopefully they can get another win since it's been 10 years. It's their wedding anniversary.
Why not? Come on. We beat...
Antonio's going to bring in some good luck.
That's it. 38-13 Illinois over Michigan in Champaign in 2009. Ron Zook was the coach.
All right.
We've only played four times since, and one of them was in Ann Arbor that... Three or four overtime where we lost 67-65.
Oh, that was a stinger.
Brutal.
We could not believe the score on that game.
Yeah, that was amazing. Tough one. But Ron Zook, pretty competitive. And then we only played them in 11-12 and then 16, all going to Michigan. So, well, what the heck? Play the football game, see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, the St. Louis Cardinals are playing in the National League Championship Series, and it begins tonight, and you'll hear all the action on ESPN 93.5.
That's right. St. Louis Cardinals, Washington Nationals, NLC Division Playoff Series begins at Busch. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals and Nationals kick off the NLCS tonight at Busch Stadium, 7:08 the first pitch, 6:13 for Ameren Total Access. Mike Schilt and company coming off a five-game NLDS win over the Braves. The Nationals beat the Dodgers in five games. And tonight, Miles Michaelis on the mound against Anibal Sanchez. Schilt on his rotation, which will go Michaelis, Wainwright, Flaherty, and Dakota Hudson.
Same order in which that we just got through participating in the previous series, so that was effectively how we thought about it. You know, we talked about this and continue to look at our decision process and realize that we've got a lot of really good options, and so felt confident about Miles in game one clearly, and Waino game two, and we'll move forward from there.
Miles Michaelis tonight, Adam Wainwright tomorrow, then the series shifts to D.C. Last night, the Astros beating the Rays in five games, Yankees and Astros in the ALCS. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Chris Ray.
Yep.
All right. Well, we had the Astros moving through after beating Tampa Bay's Rays 6-1 yesterday. So that series starts up tomorrow against the New York Yankees. NFL action had the New England Patriots beating the New York Giants. It was interesting. Halftime tied up at 14. Patriots are still undefeated.
They're undefeated, but look at their schedule. Anyway, it's not their fault. They just got who they got. But it's a very, as it goes, pretty easy. Now, they've got four games in a row toward the end of the year that'll be challenging. But right now, they're playing their division, which isn't very good.
Colts are off. Detroit and Green Bay for Monday Night Football. Bears are off because of that game when they lost against the Raiders in London. And their next game will be on the 20th against the Saints. The Saints might be worn out after their action down in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know the Bears are good. By the way, the Giants aren't in the division with the Patriots, but the Patriots have Buffalo twice and Miami twice and Jets twice, so it's a little easier conference. I wanted to congratulate the high school St. Thomas More girls golf team for winning the regional.
That's right.
Elena Bowie shoots 71.
Uh-huh.
Coach Alan Dodds, good work as they go on to the sectional. Definitely going to be favored to make some noise at state this year.
I saw that on WCIA Channel 3. And by the way, Marley Weirda is on with us inside the next 20 minutes talking about high school football. Yeah,
there's one person really rooting on the rain to stop, and that's Marley Weirda.
Exactly. Yeah. She gets all the footage of all the different games. NBA remaining silent in China, not because China said so, because they are saying no media availability on the rest of this tour. WNBA champs are the Washington Mystics, winning the series 3-2, 89-78 over Connecticut's Sun. Speaking of basketball, men and women have open practice at the Ubben practice facility. By the way, our trick-or-treating with the stars Sunday, October 27th, right there at 4th and St. Mary between 3 and 5. Take note of that. We work with the U of I Community Credit Union and make it a great time for everybody.
A lot of people love that. What an event.
But 4 to 6 today for the women and then 6 to 7:30 for the guys if you want to check that out. Swimming and diving against Indiana State today.
And live at Game Day Spirit, the boys will be there. The drive will be at Neil and Kirby at Game Day Spirit live, and Mike Small will kick off the show at 4 o'clock.
Sounds wonderful.
Illinois' great golf coach.
And we'll get more details on the Illini and all the festivities with Kent Brown coming on inside the next few minutes. We've got a high 65 with the rainy conditions today, down to around 32. We've got a high 57 tomorrow with sunshine, down to 41. 63 the high on Sunday, down to 34. Fall-like weather coming our way once this rain moves through. Right now, the temperature's at 60. 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you're thinking, looking at St. Louis. I think it'll all push through by game time, but they're certainly getting rain in downtown St. Louis this morning. Games at 7:08, heard on ESPN 93.5. Friday morning, October 11. Find out the day's schedule tomorrow in a moment with Kent. It's 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Trade talks with China are resuming today after progress was reported yesterday, and China's vice premier is to meet with President Trump at the White House. Financial stocks are higher with anticipation of at least a limited U.S.-China trade deal. However, James Russo, chief investment strategist at Altria's Capital Management, isn't expecting a wide-ranging agreement.
China really, I don't think, wants to make a deal either. They're so long-term thinking that I just don't see a deal being made anytime soon. The best I think we can hope for is maybe a pause in this fight.
An international panel of air safety regulators is criticizing both the Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing for inadequately reviewing the MCAS safety system on the 737 MAX. The panel says a high level of certification was left to Boeing itself. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Play off. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Do you have a goal of working with kids in the future?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I guess in the near future here, I'm pursuing a school resource officer position, which, you know, that would basically place me in the school to be able to educate and, of course, continue to be a law enforcement official. And maybe even kind of help the kids, you know, when they're having tough times, you know, kind of advise them and give them some guidance. So that's my short-term goal, to try to become a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of my niche, you know, dealing with kids and community. And right now, we've got so much of a disconnect between the youth and the community. So I love that challenge of being able to kind of reach back and kind of giving them some direction and some guidance.
How can we encourage a better bond between police and community?
Well, I think it starts on both sides. As far as the law enforcement side, being more active, meaning, you know, sometimes you got to get out of your car and just start speaking to people.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Week 6 My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Tuscola Warrior Jalen Quinn. Quinn scored 4 touchdowns in the 35-17 Central Illinois Conference win against Sullivan, Okaw Valley. Quinn finished with 66 rushing yards on just 3 carries, including a 19-yard score to lead Tuscola to a 7-0 lead and a 5-yard score that put the Warriors up 42-7. He also had 102 receiving yards and 4 catches and 1 touchdown. The Warriors are now 4-2 overall and just 1 win from being playoff eligible. Another good Warriors season after going 10-2 last season. The Warriors' next game is against the Warrensburg-Latham Cardinals, where they will keep trying to climb the standings ladder of the Central Illinois Conference. The Warriors are currently 3rd behind Central A&M and Decatur St. Teresa. Congrats to Tuscola Warrior Jalen Quinn for winning the My Office Plus and Long Garage Player of the Week. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started at the Home Depot. Transforming your home is easier than ever with the best savings online and in-store. Right now, you can find everything for your next project and get our best paint at an even better price. Save $5 on 1 gallon and $20 on 5 gallon buckets of Behr Marquee Interior, rated number 1 by J.D. Power for customer satisfaction. For a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 14th, limit 24. 25 gallons per customer. See store for details.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales at gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased. All right, big weekend, Foundations weekend. Kent Brown, I think I only can talk to you for an hour. Is that what I was told?
With all the stuff going on today, that'd be about right.
He's got a lot happening, man. So the Dick Butkus Rain or Shine, 2 o'clock today, east side.
Yes, unless there's lightning, we're going to be outside, if it's raining, we're still going to be there, unless it's an absolute deluge. I don't think that's what we're expecting, but unless there's lightning, we're going to be outside with the dedication today.
So if I put the cones up, could I get around the corner on Dick these days? Because he is 70-something.
he's in great shape. They had a little traveling snafu yesterday. His flight was canceled from L.A. to Chicago, and there were 14 buses who were part of their group that were flying out, and so our folks were in scramble mode to get them, but they got here last night, and so we're all a go today.
Well, that's pretty cool. Dick Butkus is back, and people say, wait a minute, he wore 51. He wore 51 with the Bears, 50 with the Fighting Illini in his legendary years here. And yep. Did he not play some – he played both ways. Did he play center too?
Yeah, that's the funny thing about Dick Butkus is, you obviously know he's a linebacker, but he was probably the best center in the country during his college days.
Wow.
And Illinois would bring him in short yardage situations or, third and short or fourth down and short, and he would just plow a big hole up the middle. And Jim Grabowski would get the 4 yards or three, whatever was needed for a first down, and he'd go back out. But he was considered one of the great linemen in the country if he would have played that side of the ball.
And the coaches never had to say, Dick, let's get a little aggressive today. What do you think? Kent Brown, so tomorrow it's an 11 o'clock kick. We're going to have chilly weather. It'll feel like football. The weather looks good outside of that. You got a team that travels. Well, I would think Michigan brings a lot, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be in the 40s. It's not nearly a sellout or anything, but Michigan's had a couple struggle games as well, and so they've got a lot to prove this week. And they had a big win last week over Iowa, but there's some unhappy fans, I'm sure, at their end of it. And so it's been a good week of practice. We're getting healthier. We had some guys banged up last week in Minnesota, and their status. Some of those will be determined closer to game time, and Coach said, like to really talk about injuries anyway. But, all these games, there's still a lot of season left, and at this point, I think we're at record-wise. I think everybody would agree with that, but, we're just a couple plays there through those games and certainly playing better, and hopefully we can bounce back and pretty good showing on tomorrow.
Talk about amnesia. Just win tomorrow, and I won't remember anything else. Hey, listen, keep up your good work. Have a great weekend, Kent. Thanks for the minutes.
You guys have a great one.
All right, Kent Brown over at the U of I. Busy, busy weekend.
Go Illini.
Dick Butkus, east side. If you go, take your umbrella, and I don't think there's going to be a massive audience there.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be a lot of people from the DIA.
There's a big blue tarp over it right now.
But, pretty cool.
A picture on Twitter. So.
Well, it's in the paper.
Okay, good.
News Gazette's got a picture of it.
Okay.
It looks like
12 foot.
You wouldn't want to mess with him.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he was one of those college kids that...
Why is he so aggressive? Kind of gruff. Rough around the edge.
Yeah, well, he's pretty good at it, and he was a pretty good football player.
Uh-huh.
All right, the news is next. Marley Weird is checking in?
Yes.
Okay, Channel 3's Marley Weird.
We'll find out about high school.
High school.
Football.
Unity High School in Gibson City are the man now.
That's right.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the high
hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
As a farmer, your bank account should adapt to your seasonal activities. FarmWise is a customized financial services suite of products for all farm sizes. Checking accounts earning 0.50 annual percentage yield, operating lines of credit, equipment loans, and mobile online services. Heck, you can transfer money to pay down a loan from the seat of your tractor or combine. Don't miss out on FarmWise, brought to you by Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC, certain restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Time for your Fox News. Local news coming up. It's 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is due on Capitol Hill this morning for a closed-door interview in the impeachment inquiry.
The career diplomat came up in a controversial phone call with the leader of Ukraine, with President Trump calling her bad news. This is multiple sources tell Fox that U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, will appear for a transcribed interview before House investigators next Wednesday after the State Department blocked his appearance earlier this week. Democrats have also subpoenaed Energy Secretary Rick Perry for documents related to his knowledge of the phone call.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. An Iranian oil tanker is reported to have been hit by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia.
Iranian state media said the explosion set the tanker on fire and oil was spilling into the Red Sea. But the latest reports say the crew is safe and the situation on the vessel is under control.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old man has been charged in connection to a July 29th holdup in Champaign. Police were called out to the Mattis North Apartments, where a 16-year-old had said he arrived to pick up a friend when he was approached by a person he recognized as Savion. The teen said Savion took $500 from the teen and had pointed a gun at him. Savion Adorno was arraigned Thursday on charges of armed robbery and aggravated robbery. Governor State University faculty and staff have authorized a strike. A news release from the Illinois Federation of Teachers says Local 4100 has been in negotiations with the administration since last fall. The IFT has filed an intent to strike notice after faculty and staff voted to authorize a strike. They are currently working without a contract. There are 240 faculty and staff at the university represented. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
All right, here is your weekend weather, Diane DeCee.
Rainy today, Stevie, but looking better as we progress. We've got a low 33 tonight, so if you're heading to the high school football games, bundle up, and you might just need to be ready with that, you know, what do you call it?
Umbrella?
Umbrella, yeah, but I was thinking of the
poncho?
Yeah, that.
Okay. Gotcha.
High 57, low 41 with sunshine tomorrow. Better yet on Sunday with a high 63, but dipping down to 34 at night. We're currently at 64 with a light rain. ESPN 93.5.
Channel 3 Sports, Marley Weirda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's your mom and dad down in Florida? We did a shout-out that they heard.
They loved it.
Awesome.
Okay, you kind of know high school football. There's not a great deal of excitement around here. Unity and Gibson City, probably your two better teams now. What are you covering tonight, Marley?
Yeah, so I am heading to Oakwood. They're hosting Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin. It should be a pretty good game. We're kind of getting into this, like, nitty-gritty of conference play where a lot of teams are, you know, battling for their spot into the postseason. So BHRA and Oakwood, they're both 5-1 overall, and the winner of this one will have a secured spot in the playoffs. So this is really, there's a lot on the line in this one. I know I was talking to the Oakwood head coach this week, and he said that the Blue Devils are just really the team that they want to be. You know, this is kind of going to set the mark for them moving forward. I know BHRA might possibly be battling some injuries, but, you know, they're also hoping to come into Oakwood territory and get the win. I know they lost last year, so kind of a little bit of a chance for redemption on the line for that one.
Yeah, 5-1 both teams. So you got, I presume they're 1A probably in the postseason. So this will be very important placement, and we'll see what happens with that. When you go to these, Marley, are, is there pretty good crowds for these?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully the weather doesn't deter any fans tonight. I mean, I didn't like the sound of that weather forecast.
Right.
So it's going to be a little chilly, but no, usually, you know, the students are great. The fans are great. A lot of people come out, and just across the board tonight, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, high intensity games that are going to be happening just because a lot of these teams are looking for that playoff spot. I know Unity is looking for one more win to get their playoff spot. A big one tonight also, Danville is going to Normal Community, and they lead the Big 12. So that conference is still undecided. And then the CIC undecided as well. So Tuscola with a chance possibly in the playoffs. So we'll just, we'll kind of see what happens.
Well, awesome. Well, you do a great job. We appreciate you, jumping in here every week. Listen, go get them tonight. You're doing your live shot at 6 still?
Yep, 5 and 6 and 10.
Man. Hey, keep this young lady going,
yes,
man.
I saw her at the Unity SJO volleyball game on Tuesday night. And I told her I refrained from saying, hey, Marley, and being that frantic fan in the stand.
Yeah, that's both good volleyball teams there.
You was great.
Yeah. Hey, listen, keep up the good work, Marley. Nice chatting. Go get them.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Marley Weir to Channel 3 Sports, ESPN 93.5, 839.
Yes. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
I've been in on Zion Williamson from the beginning. I think he's going to be a transcendental player in the NBA. I'm not sure it ever turns into the best player in the NBA, but a star and a somewhat dominating one. I think the best parallel, the one I've been curious about, is could Zion Williamson be in New Orleans what Giannis Antetokounmpo has become in Milwaukee? We have concerns about his shot. We don't know what that's going to look like in crunch time when it comes to the playoffs. We don't know if there's a ceiling to how far this thing can go. But I don't see any reason Zion Williamson can't be the centerpiece of a contending team for years. If Giannis can be, Zion can be.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and our free AutoZone Loaner Tool program is here to help you get your car in shape for those fall drives. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with great deals every day on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Lowe's has the supplies pros use most every day. And when the job demands more, we're stocked with the quantities needed for any size job at savings you can count on. Because when you buy in bulk, you'll get 30% off select in-stock insulation. And purchase 64 more sheets of OSB, and you'll also save 10%. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready for pickup. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle.
or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath, or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your worksite time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your worksite perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago tonight for dinner, but I'm coming home, so get home midnight. And if I hadn't heard the Cardinals score, I'll watch it then.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to miss the ball game.
I mean, do you check out the dinner at Ditka's?
No, we're going to a place
in Naples, but...
We're going to Lincoln Park something.
Okay.
So
nice.
Anyway, we'll be at dinner there and then back home. I'll be back home late, but I just... Don't know whether to try and not know about the Cardinals or what do I do. Anyway, sports headlines coming up.
It's time. It's what we've waited for all week long. Yep, it's finally Friday. Hey, guys, it's Shane from Rosati's here in Urbana. Come on in and celebrate Friday with me and the crew and shout out on some homemade fried chicken. Two pieces, fries and drink, just $8.19. And everybody loves it. Oh, yeah, if you're having a party or a celebration this weekend, don't forget Rosati's Caters. Check out our full menu at myrosati's.com/Urbana. Or give me a call and let us take care of that catering at 328-2334.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU. Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's MFGday.com.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors. 328-7529.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, here we go. ESPN 93.5, now sports headlines.
Well, it should be interesting out of Busch tonight. I mean, oh, the St. Louis Cardinals will be eager and ready to go, but have they burnt their wick? We had this, you know, discussion off the air.
Why would, I mean,
again, I feel like they were out of the gate with the 10 runs, and oh, my goodness.
Washington had a pretty emotional come from behind
That's
as well.
That's true.
Listen, I just think what's so fun about this is that people fill the stadium, and they're actually watching baseball.
Yeah.
It's not a social phenomenon. This is, they're actually, every pitch.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They're like my brother with the scorecard writing down everything. Leave me alone. I don't care what you bring me. Yeah, whatever.
I have no idea. I know that the Nationals are favored. The underdogs are the Cardinals. We'll see what happens.
It's a 7:08 start tonight, and tomorrow it's 3:08. Here's your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals and Nationals kick off the NLCS tonight at Busch Stadium, 7:08, the first pitch, 6:13 for Ameren Total Access. Mike Schilt and company coming off a five-game NLDS win over the Braves. The Nationals beat the Dodgers in five games. And tonight, Miles Michaelis on the mound against Anibal Sanchez. Schilt on his rotation, which will go Michaelis, Wainwright, Flaherty, and Dakota Hudson.
Same order in which that we just got through participating in the previous series, so that was effectively how we thought about it. You know, we talked about this and continue to look at our decision process and realize that we've got a lot of really good options. And so feel confident about Miles in game one, clearly, and Waino game two, and we'll move forward from there.
Miles Michaelis tonight, Adam Wainwright tomorrow, then the series shifts to D.C. Last night, the Astros beating the Rays in five games, Yankees and Astros in the ALCS. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Chris Raby.
Yeah, the final for that Astros-Rays game was 6-1, so the game from Houston tomorrow against the New York Yankees is a 7:08 start. NBA remaining silent in China. Yesterday it was because China said so. Today and beyond, it's because the United States is saying we're not doing any media.
Well, they're just getting creamed in these
right.
things, so they just need to probably get home
exactly.
and move on and sell more shoes.
WNBA champs are the Washington right. Mystics beating the Connecticut Sun. And we have the Illini football team in action against number 16 Michigan with a 2 o'clock kick. 11 a.m. kick tomorrow. It's a 2 p.m. dedication of the Dick Butkus statue today. Right off 4th Street.
East Side, yeah. Okay, ESPN 93.5, The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper live from Green Street Game Day Spirit. Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started at the Home Depot. Transforming your home is easier than ever with the best savings online and in-store. Right now, you can find everything for your next project and get our best paint at an even better price. Save $5 on 1 gallon and $20 on 5 gallon buckets of Behr Marquee Interior, rated number one by J.D. Power for customer satisfaction. For a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 14th. Limit 25 gallons per customer. See store for details.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
I fell in love. This place is delicious. One of the best restaurants for fine dining in Champaign. Those are just some of the reviews about Mika Restaurant in downtown Champaign, specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine, and cocktails. Mika Restaurant, open Monday through Saturday. Call and schedule your reservation for a date night, special celebration, or just because. Mika Restaurant at 398-1020.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting TRIAL to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting TRIAL to 84888. That's T-R-I-A-L to 84888.
Kansas. Performing the 7 million selling album, Point of No Return, in its entirety for the very first time. Kansas. Friday, October 18th. Virginia Theater. America's legendary progressive rock band. Kansas. A more than two-hour Kansas musical event, including deep cuts, fan favorites, and hits that help make rock classic. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org. Presented by Live Nation.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi. Do it.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
All right, Mike Schilt's locker room thing went viral.
Mm-hmm. What I'm loving about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. We started some we finished the and that's how we roll. We don't start, but no one with us ever. Ever. All right. Now, I don't give a
very mild manner for the most part, but when he got in here, and then he responded yesterday.
The clubhouse is a sanctuary that is very sacred. It's a private opportunity for us to be able to enjoy and celebrate. And yesterday I got a great opportunity to have a moment with our team that is private, should have been private, and make sure they knew how proud of the accomplishments they have and moving forward to our staff and our players. You know, I apologize if my language offended anyone. It's not something I like to represent. It's not to be excused. It's supposed to be a private moment. But I will say that I'm flawed. I have my moments.
Mike Schilt. Then he said, for Randy Rosarena, who he said, I will show him grace. He's a great kid. And he said, yeah. So let's talk some baseball.
Okay.
So I thought he did a great job. Didn't throw the kid under the bus or anything.
That's right.
Okay, we will see you a little later.
That's right.
Thank you. You have a good week.
The Illini and the third ball with the Humane Society at the I Hotel tonight with my son Aiden, a pet pal.
Oh boy!
Flight show.
Oh boy!
So he's going to be at the banquet with me.
Well, that'll be fun.
I know.
Where is that at? The third ball
at the I Hotel and Conference Center, of course.
Okie dokie. We're going there in just a moment for Habib's big deal in progress.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, that's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We'll meet again Monday, 7 a.m. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed week.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries.